call the November 5th, 2018 grant meeting order. Roll call, Judy. Liz.
Here.
Jesse.
Here.
Jane.
Here.
Bruce.
Here.
Chrissy.
Here.
Ann.
Here.
Erica.
Here.
Everybody's in different spots. Except Judy.
Yeah.
Judy's David and Bruce.
I get an A. We get A's.
All right. Approval of minutes from October 1st, 2018 grants meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any public comment? Approval of reports. There are none. Bills and purchase requests. Anybody had a chance to look at that?
Yeah, everybody gets a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Any comments, questions? No, just the motion.
So moved. Second.
Judy?
Yes.
Liz?
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Resolution to award bids for LIHEAP emergency furnace HVAC contractors. Anybody like to talk to that? Anybody? Anybody have any questions?
Same old, right?
Same old, same old.
$30. Anybody has any comments or questions? Except for motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by James, second by Gussie. Judy?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Gussie?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Yes.
Chrissy? Ann?
Yes.
Yes. Erica? Okay. Sorry, I was looking for it.
You care.
Looking for it here. Employment and training purchase request of $5,061.25 for the Job Plus 2018 event on September 19th, 2018. Cost represents Madison County portion of the catering and rental shared with St. Clair County. Tony, isn't this?
So the explanation is each year one county, it's a joint job fair. Each year one county is in charge of it. This year St. Clair was. Historically, these have come across as two separate bills because it goes to two separate entities, the catering company and then Gateway. St. Clair sent it to us jointly, and it went to the auditor's office, and they're seeing it as reimbursement to St. Clair for over $5,000, so that's why they felt we needed a purchase request. So that's why it's coming to you after the fact, because historically, we've paid them separately once enough in our year, and we never needed a purchase request. So as opposed to fighting with the auditor's office saying, no, these are separate, it seems easier just to do it this way, to come here, request this, and then take it to finance. So.
Why does it have to be after the...
It didn't have to be, but historically, we didn't need the resolution. We thought they were going to split it. It's like $2,500 to the caterer, because we provide box lunches, overpriced box lunches to all the vendors and people working there, and then our half of the rental fee for Gateway. So it's two separate entities we're paying.
Right.
But because St. Clair is the one who paid the bills this year, instead of sending it to us as two separate invoices, they sent it together. We put it over the $5,000. So.
Any other questions for Tony? No, accept the motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion by Erica, second by Ann. Judy?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Gessie?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Next up, resolution authorizing public infrastructure loan to Moro Public Water District.
Moro Public Water District would like a $350,000 loan to install a second water meter in conjunction with and from the village of Bethalto to run from their water source out to Heartland Meadows subdivision and some into Moro itself. And this will solve a EPA water testing inadequacy that was identified by the EPA. And this is one of the solutions to bring them to adequacy for the testing, as well for the pressure for the fire department to adequately fight fires in those areas. It's going to run out new 6- and 8-inch water lines and then also have a loop to give more pressure.
I was just curious, it says 3% loan. I thought we were talking about lowering the percent on loans.
We looked at that, I believe, in January, and we were right at the bank standard. We felt at that point in time we didn't need to raise it or lower it, and I believe we're going to look at it again in January to see if we need to raise or lower it. Because they're wanting a 7-year loan, it's 3%. If they go over the 7-year term, it would have been 4.
Oh, okay.
But we're pretty competitive right now with bank rates.
Okay.
That's what I thought you said we're talking about going to 4. What did you just say about if you go to a 7, it'd be 4? Or if it's over?
If we went above 7 years,
oh,
it would go to 4.
Gotcha.
7 to 10 would be 4. But since they wanted to end it at 7, it would be 3%.
Right.
Any other questions? If not, accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Liz, second by Christine. Judy?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
And Erica?
Yeah. Much more.
Take that as a compliment.
Next, review the CDBG competitive funding criteria. You said you.
Yeah. Come on, this is always my favorite.
You always get fun this month.
She made all these notes
really
tonight.
Love to. Lisa can.
Yeah. We will bring it up next month. And administrative report, employment and training.
I'll slow you down. I've got a long list here. So I just wanted to fill you in on a few things. I have requested adding a business service representative position to my staff. It will come out of the Loyola grant money. We're doing more and more work with businesses, and I have one person, Sarah Lariel, in that role. She is a work-based learning coordinator, so it's a little bit higher position. This is a grade 9. Need to bring someone else in as we increase and keep increasing our focus on businesses. If you recall, last month we talked about the possibility of a $500,000 grant to expand apprenticeships in this region, which include St. Clair County and us. We're still waiting to hear about that, but it sounds fairly positive from the conversations I've had with some state people, so that would be another reason that we're going to need this position. So just wanted to let you know that it's been approved by administration and it'll go to personnel on the 19th. But so, if anybody has any concerns, questions, I'm glad
so to this is a them. Newly created position.
It is an existing job title, but yes, it's a position that does not exist currently. We looked at two options. One was possibly reaching out to SIU to look to do some type of internship with the position. But the problem with that is by the time we get somebody trained every semester, we would have to bring somebody else in and there's going to be no continuity. So this seemed like the best idea was to add the position. So.
And this will be funded by grant?
Yeah, it's coming out of the Wheeler grant where all the salaries come out of. So.
What's their wages?
It's grade 9, I'm afraid. I don't know if it says on here or not. It does not, so I'm not sure where that fits in the scale. So I would think probably 40 to 50, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe a little lower. So. Moving on, the UI rates for October came out last week, or No, for September. This is November. For September, they're always a month behind. For the state, it was 3.8%. Madison County was 3.9%. So we're getting down there where we're at pretty low numbers. So makes it harder and harder to get people in the door, because the people who aren't working have reasons they're not working. So we continue our outreach efforts. Go into some of those here in a minute. So November 14th and 15th, Julio Rodriguez, who's the Deputy Director for the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, will be visiting our area. He'll be in St. Clair County on the 14th and up here on the 15th. He will meet with my managers and then with my staff. We'll tell him what we're doing, what programs we're working on, our outreach, some of our issues. Then we're going to meet with people at SIU and talk about our increased partnerships with them. Then we're meeting with the workforce person, my equal from St. Charles County, and someone from Missouri, talk about the regional efforts that we have between Illinois and Missouri in this area. And then we're going to the National Corn Ethanol Research Center, where they're one of the people in the possible apprenticeship grant that we applied for, and Lewis and Clark is going to be there, so we're going to talk about that partnership and how we're moving forward with that grant or not, probably. That happens to be National Apprenticeship Week, so we're hoping maybe when he's here, he'll let us know that we are getting the grant, so, but there's no guarantee to that. U.S. Steel, we're back to doing their testing. The person that they had in that position internally, they've moved into a higher position. So originally they had talked 3 or 4 weeks, but they just asked for another 4 to 6 weeks of our staff. First go round, we charged them $5 a test, but we determined that was a little low because we're also grading the test. So this time we're doing $10 a test. So update on the possibility of Jersey and Calhoun counties joining our local workforce area. Had a meeting 2 weeks ago with the chairman from both Jersey and Calhoun to discuss what we had with some state reps who were there, state representatives, and I think both Jersey and Calhoun are moving forward with the idea that they will be joining our workforce area. Originally, we were under the impression that it would be July 1 of 2020. There's a possibility that if they request that, that the state will speed that up to 2019. I still think 2020 is probably more realistic. I know Kurt shared with you the SIUE video that we did. I'm not sure if you all got to see it or not, but I wanted to give you some updates on the results of that so far. So, the video. So, anyway, that was number one on the list, but since you approved the purchase request without it, we've ordered a laptop because we've been doing more presentations out, and the couple that we've done, we've had people bring their laptops from home because the one we had was fairly ancient. So, but IT has it and they haven't installed everything, so we won't get it back till Thursday. So, but the video is designed to go to faculty, staff, like guidance counselors, financial aid advisors at SIU, explaining our WIOLA program, who's eligible and all that. They've also posted it on their financial page website. They're also getting ready to put out a press release if they haven't about the programs and everything. So in about a week, we've had 23 students fill out our online application. Of those 23, we've determined 6 are eligible for our programs. One has already come through our orientation, 5 are scheduled for this week. We're getting more information on a couple of those where they might be eligible. The counties, 2 were from St. Clair, 1 from Washington down in 24, 1 from Jersey, and 16 were from here in Madison. Some of the degrees that we've seen that they're asking for, nursing, mass communication, social work, public health, political science. So on our end, we have to go back and make sure those degrees match up with growth industry jobs to get them approved at the state level to approve paying for those the education in those programs. So we're reviewing that internally, and we're moving forward with that. I'll give you an update hopefully next month where we're at and if we've got people in the program and all that for winter semester. The other thing at SIU is the research project we're doing. The surveys are going out this week. I convinced the student to wait till Wednesday to send them out, that people might feel a little burnt out before the election if you send them out. The final presentation from him to us will be on December 7th. It's a Friday during the day at some point. Once I confirm the time and all that, I will send you out an email if you're interested in attending. So. And I think that's it, unless somebody has questions for me.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
The Von Madison workforce, that was...
That's us, yeah.
That's used.
Right, so...
But you used to hear it mentioned so much, I don't hear it much anymore. Is there...
No, it's still the same.
It sounds like you're covering more territory. Is that right?
We're doing
counties?
More regional activities, which are the five counties south of us, Madison and Vaughan and Jersey and Calhoun to the north of us. So, I mean, a lot of things that we're doing, we're trying to reach out and with more partnerships with people that we haven't worked with in the past or haven't worked with a whole lot in the past.
With these job fairs, like a long time ago, they had them, like I can remember them being in Highland.
There's job fairs all over the place, but the big one.
And it was through you guys, though, they did it. So do you still?
No, we've got.
This was long ago.
Yeah, activities at our office and different employers and different agencies will have job fairs throughout the community. Mm-hmm. But the large one that we do in conjunction with St. Clair County is always in September, and it's always at the Gateway Center in Collinsville.
Anything else?
Is that enough?
No.
Does your new job go through personnel?
It does. You're on the 19th.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for community development.
Well, I'll just piggyback on Tony's what Tony shared because he's involved in this too. We've had two meetings recently, another one coming up with the Gateway Enterprise Zone Management Committee and the businesses within there. A lot of them are struggling to find enough workforce, so Tony's got his work cut out for him. But also we have two new developers moving into that area. One's already started, another has a contract on land, and they're projecting another 4,000 jobs over the next 10 years, I think. So we've lost more workers, so we're just working on that with them, and the local college is trying to figure out how to bridge that gap.
Thank you. All right. Old business. Southwestern Leadership Council resolution. Take that off the table. All right. Next meeting date, Monday, December 10th, 2018. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Push my Janie second by hand. Boom. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I didn't tell you what to talk so long.
We haven't got out of here.
I got another meeting.
Yep. Until somebody decides to bring it in.